to Tango Mobile.
When I'm trying to write an email here in 0TR.
Do that. Why would you try to be trying it? I mean, Bernice should probably do it for you better.
I flunked up Don Phonics. You're probably right. Good afternoon, Rusty. We just come in, half hour or so ago, 4 to 5 minutes maybe, and I just gulped down some wonderful ice cold red watermelon.
Good. That sounds good. Well, I just left Fuddruckers over here where I had me one of their nice taco salads for lunch. And I got to run by the grocery store, the food line over here, and pick something up real quick. And then I'm headed back to the house. And so that's what I've been doing today. And this morning I had the folks from HRD, Ham Radio Deluxe, online, on the phone and online, because there was a bug in one of the setup things I was trying to do. And they called in, and the guy dialed in and hooked up to me and showed me where my error was. So got that fixed, and it's up and running today.
I've never used that. It's too complicated, but I like that N3FJP. But at any rate, whatever cops your pistol and works, that's the main thing. Oh, I was just sitting here watching the Weather Channel, and never had it before, but with this newer TV, it's got that Samsung Plus, and it's free, so can't beat free. Well, I went out and installed a lightning arrester on my vertical, and so now it's protected somewhat, and I tried it out last night for the first time. There wasn't nothing on 160, of course, CW or sideband. So I jumped over to 40 meters, and it tunes clear up to 30 meters, but then after that it doesn't. But I haven't really tried it above that very much, but it didn't like 20 meters at all. So anyways, I made a contact to Italy at IW3WRTC. They're transmitting on several different bands, and I've worked them on several different bands, and it worked just fine. And that was my first transmission. Then I went over to sideband and talked with a fella in Louisiana and his brother in Tennessee. You know, really nice fellas. Had a nice conversation with them, and they said it sounded good. And I flipped it over to the super loop, and he said I gained about 2 or 3 dB. So I don't know how good it'll be in that area, but that's not really what I put it up for. But I was glad to get that on there, and I got it all sealed up with liquid electrical tape.
There was a little bit of CW on last night around 11:30, quarter 12, midnight. I happened to flip over there looking for something else and heard a couple of people on CW, but they were kind of weak, so, and I tried to work one of them and couldn't get back to it. He wasn't picking me up, so no luck there, but there was a couple of CW on 160, like I said, about midnight our time. So anyway, and now I use HRD for CWN for PSK and RIDI and things like that, and it links to my radio and gives me control of the radio and things like that, so that's primarily what I use it for.
I'm glad that works for you. I just never have needed it or tried it, but this N3FJP works great, and for us dummies, it's good enough. And I could control the radio from the computer and that through the Kenwood free software, but I don't use it. I loaded it one time when I had my 590, but I just don't care for it that way, where you're clicking with a mouse. But I was real happy that it's working. Bill told me that to check the resistance of it, RF resistance basically, and it was higher than what you would get if you laid out radials. You just put out more radials. But this, with this counterpoise, it's different. And he said, I'd just live with it and try it that way. So that's what I'm going to do. But I wanted that lightning arrestor in there. God, those things are expensive now. The time I paid the shipping from HRO on that, $65.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is getting expensive these days. Well, let me run in here to the grocery store. I got to go ahead and pick up two items and head back to the house. And I'll be back on the radio in about 5 minutes. Talk to you shortly. N0TRW2T.
Have a good day. W2T N0TR.